In League One, it's fifth against third. Bradford against Wolves, again live on DAB in the Black Country. Steve Herman at Valley Parade.
Well, after a win in the wet on Tuesday night against Oldham, Wolves are looking to rain on Bradford's Valley Parade this afternoon. It's a tough one, though. It's third against fifth in League One. Kenny Jackett isn't surprised, though, that after years in the doldrums, Bradford are finally heading in the right direction.
Many years I've thought that they would start to move up the leagues when you're looking at...
Live inside Anfield for Liverpool against West Bromwich Albion, exclusively live in FM. The game's involving Blues and Wolves live on DAB. Talking about Wolves, let's get the team news from Valley Parade. And there's some interesting developments there, Steve Herman.
Absolutely, and it's nothing to do with the starting 11, it's the bench. Jamie O'Hara is back from the wilderness and on the bench. The last time he was seen in a Wolves shirt for the first team was that miserable day down at Brighton on the last day of last season. Well, he's back in the squad this afternoon. Jamie O'Hara is on the bench for Wolves. As for the rest of the team, it's 4-5-1 and two changes from the win against Oldham. Doherty, of course, picked up a hamstring injury. He goes out, and so there's Jack Price in the centre of midfield. So Kenny Jackett sticking with 4-5-1. Akimi in goal. The back
to the Hawthorns, Steve Herman.
67 minutes gone. It's a bit nervy at the moment. Albion still lead by a goal to nil, but it's Palace who are forcing the issue at the moment, looking for the equaliser. Punchin has had a shot well saved by Myhill on 60 minutes, and then 2 minutes later, best chance of the second half. Jedinek with a free header from a corner on the edge of the six-yard box, and he headed it wide. It's still 1-0. Left-wing corner at the Brummie Road end. Chris Brunt to take it. Drives it in with his laces up towards the back post. Header down! And it's Gareth McCauley with the header at the back post. Game over. 3 points to West Bromwich Albion with 7 minutes to go. It's Baggies 2, Crystal Palace 0.
The Hawthorns, Steve Herman.
West Bromwich Albion 2, Crystal Palace 0. Looks like the Baggies have put this game to bed, and it was simple as you like. Left wing corner at the Brummie Road end from Chris Brunt, and McCauley rose highest at the edge of the six-yard box to head it home. 2-0 Baggies. And then Berbatov with a cheeky little back heel flick and catch, and Intelich is away. He's onside as well. Down the left-hand side, Bakuna takes him down, and the referee has pointed to the penalty spot. Catcher Nitschlich just nicking in ahead of Bakuna, and he wins a penalty. And it's Berbatov to take it against Guzan. Calmly taken, as ever, by the Bulgarian. Did a little shimmy before he took it. Guzan took that bait and dived to his left, and Berbatov popped it into the bottom left-hand corner. Fulham extend their lead after half an hour. It's Fulham 2, Villa 0.
Here at the Banks' Stadium, Walsall 1, Rotherham 1. Walsall now unbeaten in 3 and Rotherham still unbeaten in League 1 for the whole of this season. And it's probably a fair result, 1-1 over the 90 minutes, as both sides passed the ball around nicely at times, but most of the chances did come from long range. It was Rotherham who took the lead on 21 minutes thanks to the former Wolves Academy prospect Daniel Nardiello guiding his header into the bottom left-hand corner after Revels knocked down at the back post. Walsall were level on 32 minutes. The former Albion youngster Sam Manton with a shot from the edge of the D after Rotherham cleared Baxendale's left wing corner. It slipped through the fingers of Scott Shearer, the goalkeeper, and into the back of the net, but it was deserved at that point. The second half started off slowly but kicked into life when Daniel Nardiello was brought down inside the penalty area after a flick on from Revel. No penalty was given, quite surprisingly, as Nardiello was in behind the defence, but Walsall did recover. There was a few long-range efforts that went in from both sides after that, the best of them coming from Sam Mantum on the half volley. And then finally, in injury time, Craig Westcar could have stolen all 3 points as he side-footed the ball over from about 12 yards out. His first shot was blocked, but Westcar couldn't convert the second opportunity. So it's finished here at the Banks' Stadium. Walsall 1, Rotherham 1.